Salvatore, if you had to describe your book in 50 words or less.
50 words.
50 words, or 20 words, well, or 100 words. We'll give you 100. How about that?
Do you want plot?
Plot, whatever you feel is very absolutely compelling.
Well, it's a novel. It took me 10 years to write. It takes place in Ohio mostly on one day in 1953. And the first time you see it, first time you see this sort of event of this religious festival on this day, August 15th, you see it from one character's point of view, and then the novel goes back 40 years or so and works its way back toward that date from the point of view of several different characters, about six or seven different characters, until it finally gets to the end and you sort of return to the beginning, but now you're in the eyes of a whole lot of different people. So, and hopefully you get a sense of deja vu of some kind, a kind of haunted sense of deja vu the second time around.
And 10 years to dwell on one particular day, I mean, that's a lot of rumination.
Yeah, well, it's not, I mean, the day is in some way the climax, but you see it two or three times, you know. Most of the book is taking place in the 40 or 50 years leading up to that time. But I'm not really dealing so much with, I mean, I think structurally it's about the day. Materially it's about the people, the characters. I'm really devoted to the characters being first and foremost.
Well, why 10 years? Was it a lot of planning or a lot of writing, a lot of false starts? Or?
A lot of writing. A lot of writing and throwing things away. I mean, my process is basically I write longhand, and then I type out what I have written on a manual typewriter, and then I change with a pencil or pen, and then I retype on the manual typewriter, and then I just repeat that over and over and over and over again.
Does it graduate to a computer, or?
And then I throw it away.
Oh, okay.
Like, and
yeah.
It does. It gets it only to a computer when I have to send it to some other place. And frankly, when it gets to the computer, it starts to die for me.
Yeah.
Because there's something about the surface of a laser printed page. The thing just goes dead because you can't change it. And it, I don't know.
It's a sense of finality, perhaps.
It's the sense of too much finality, I think. A manual typewriter is an interesting instrument because it's not. Even the spaces between the letters change depending on the way you're typing. So you really feel like you've got a record of the way you think the page is right now. But it's not settled, and it gets a little bit closer all the time to settled.
I'm wondering if you use a typewriter, because a lot of writers who do write on a computer have the distraction of the internet. I mean, even if you write on a laptop.
Frankly, yes. I mean, when I started this habit, it was really before the internet.
Yeah.
That's how long I've been working on this fucking thing. But, I didn't really know. I later on, when I decided to stay with it, there was the things that I was capable of doing on a computer, which I would do at my job, you know, were so much more complicated and involved. And I just couldn't. I knew that I couldn't have access to it in my workspace because I was trying to concentrate.
Yeah, gotcha. Well, Salvatore, thanks so much for taking the time out.
Hey,
and best of luck.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Take care.
Sure.